Good evening, children. It's Granny Macduff, ready with a story. So make yourselves comfy, and I'll begin. Once upon a time, there lived a king who had three sons. The elder two were clever and wise, but the third son, the youngest of the three, was quiet, and many thought he was not as clever as his brothers, as it seemed he did not take his studies quite so seriously. He was called Peter. When the king was growing older, he felt it time to choose which of his sons should inherit his kingdom and be a good and kind ruler. He told his sons,
"Go, and whichever one of you brings me the most beautiful carpet, it is he who will be king when I am gone."
And so that there should be no dispute amongst the young men, the king took them outside of the castle walls, blew three feathers into the air, and said,
"You shall go as they fly."
One feather went east, and so did the eldest son. One feather went west, and so did the middle son. And the last feather did not really fly at all. It fluttered about, then fell straight to the ground. This was Peter's feather. His brothers mocked him before setting out on their journey.
"We shall not only see the world, but we shall find the most beautiful carpets, and you shall stay here where there's nothing but the simplest of rags."
And so they went on their way. Peter sat by the feather and felt rather sorry for himself. Why should his feather not have flown south or north, perhaps? What wonders he might have seen on his travels. But when he looked at the feather again, he saw that there was a trap door not far from it, hidden under the brush. He pulled it open, and inside were a set of stairs. He went down and found another door. This one was locked, so he knocked. He could hear someone calling from inside.
"Little green maiden, hop hither and thither and to the door to see who is there."
The door creaked open, and there on the other side he saw a great big toad with a great big belly sitting in the middle of the room, surrounded by a group of little toads.
"What do you want?"
asked the toad. Peter answered, "I am searching for the finest and most beautiful carpet in all the world."
"And you shall have one," said the great toad. "Little green maiden, hop hither and thither. Bring me my great chest."
A little toad slid the chest across the floor, and the great big toad opened it. Inside was a carpet so fine and so lovely that none in all the world could have been woven like it. The toad gave it to Peter. He was very grateful and said, "Thank you for this gift. I shall not forget it." And with that, he went back out the door. Meanwhile, Peter's brothers had not even bothered to search. They each thought their younger brother so incapable that he would be unsuccessful in his search and bring nothing at all.
"Why should we go through the trouble of searching?" they said. "We know that our father will give us the kingdom and not our younger brother."
And so they bought two coarse blankets from the shepherd's wives who were selling their goods on the road. This is what they brought home to their father, the king. Peter arrived just in time to see his brothers going into the palace to see their father. But when the king saw the carpet that Peter had brought him, he was astonished.
"Let justice be done. The kingdom belongs to my youngest," he exclaimed.
Peter's brothers were green with envy and would not let their father have any rest
until he made a new agreement with them. They could not rest if their brother became king, for they wanted the kingdom for themselves. Their father gave in and said,
"He who brings me the most beautiful ring shall inherit my kingdom when I am gone."
And once again, he led his sons outside the palace walls and blew three feathers into the air, which they were to follow just as before. The two older brothers again went east and west, and Peter's feather again flew straight up in the air and fell right back down near the door in the earth, just as it had before. Peter went down to see the toad and told her what he wanted. The toad said,
"If it is the most beautiful ring you seek, then you shall have it. Little toad, bring me my great box."
And the little toad dragged the box all the way across the room. The great big toad pulled out a ring which sparkled with the shiniest jewels Peter had ever seen. It was so beautiful that no goldsmith on earth would have been able to make it. Peter's brothers laughed at him for going to find a ring. They said,
"We troubled ourselves very little. We knocked the nails out of an old carriage ring and took them to father. You shall not beat us, brother."
But when Peter gave his father the golden ring, the king said again,
"The kingdom belongs to my youngest."
And the two brothers once again did not stop tormenting their poor father until he agreed to make a third condition of the agreement. The king then declared,
"The son who brings the most beautiful woman home shall have the kingdom."
And for the third time, he took his sons beyond the palace walls and again blew the three feathers into the air. They flew just as they had before. And once his brothers had gone east and west, Peter went down to the great toad and said, "I am to find the most beautiful woman."
"Ah," said the toad, "the most beautiful woman, you say? I shall bestow her upon you. But know this, though she may be beautiful on the outside, it is her heart and her soul which are most beautiful. No one in the world is kinder and more loving than she. Now, little toad, bring me my great box."
And the little toad dragged the box across the room. The great big toad reached inside and produced a yellow turnip, which had been hollowed out, and to which six grey mice were harnessed. "How odd," thought Peter. And he asked, "What am I to do with that?" The great toad answered,
"Place that little toad who dragged the chest inside the turnip and find out. For I do believe it is fate that has brought you here."
Peter gently picked up the little toad and put her into the turnip. Hardly was she inside for a second when she turned into a beautiful maiden, and the turnip into a coach, and the six grey mice into the most brilliant dapple grey horses. The maiden kissed Peter's cheek and said, "Take me with you to your father, Prince, and we shall see who will inherit the kingdom." They went directly to the king, who was quite taken with the maiden that arrived with Peter.
"What is your name?"
he asked her. "Arabella, your highness." And it was just then that Peter's two brothers entered with their maidens. The two girls ran up to the king and fawned over his gold crown and his rich silks. Arabella did nothing of the sort. Instead, she stood by Peter and took his hand. The king could see that she possessed the kindest of hearts, and that is what made her the most beautiful. And he decreed that Peter should have his kingdom, and it would be Arabella who would rule with him by his side. And they were never parted
from that day on. The end. Good night, children.